Lahore is among the cities with the worst air pollution in the world. Islamabad is catching up, and even Karachi, despite its proximity to the sea and to the sea breeze, is impacted. The consequences of air pollution are well known. Breathing the cocktail of toxic chemicals affects the membranes in the nose and lungs, restricts the absorption of oxygen, and also enters into the blood and other organs. It is associated with strokes, cardiovascular diseases, lung cancer, and arthritis. Babies and young children are particularly vulnerable, and there is strong evidence linking air pollution and permanent damage on the development of their brains. The causes of the poor air quality in our cities are also well known. It includes transport and traffic, power plants, industrial units and factories, including brick kilns, and burning of crop stubble, other agriculture residues, and solid municipal waste. The actions needed to address the problem include reducing emission from traffic, from industrial sources, and from the burning of crop residues and municipal waste. These are well understood and have been set out in the scientific literature, in the popular press, and even in government policy documents. If impacts, causes, and solutions are known and understood, then why is no action being taken? The issue is particularly puzzling as there is adequate regulation and legislation to reduce air pollution substantially. Why are these laws and rules not enforced? One reason could be due to a phenomenon referred to as elite capture. Reforms that are good for the country as a whole are not undertaken because they negatively affect the well-being of a small and powerful minority, the elite, who control decision-making institution and the implementing agencies. Could elite capture be the reason why the problem of air pollution is not addressed? Let us keep in mind that many of the richest and most powerful people in Pakistan live in Lahore, Islamabad, Rawalpindi, and Karachi. They are obviously aware of the health impacts on themselves and their families, and their daily lives are affected by periodic closure of schools, public offices, and other facilities due to air pollution. There are possibly two interlinked reasons for the inaction. The first is that government and other public institutions lack the capacity to implement action. Many government employees at local level, where actions have to be taken, are averse to doing anything. A large proportion of these employees are political appointees or have paid hefty bribes for a job. Many are ghost workers who only turn up once a month to collect their salaries. These employees may have little inclination to implement difficult and unpopular directives. In fact, it would simply be unreasonable to expect that a low-level officer of the Agriculture Department would try and stop a farmer burning crop residues.